Ja, wir kennen die Zion, many of the kinos that we've seen so far describe some of the terrible things that happened to Pi's stuff, right? Before the device reshown by Shane. But none laid out quite as raw as Kennedy and Zion. Kennedy and Zion, based on a pasuk in Second Parak, they thought. Pasuk says, Rei Hashem, Vabita Lemio Lavako, Intochana Nashim Piryam, Ole Tikufin, Imeherei, the Mikdash, Adonai Kohen Dinavi. So the pasuk is calling on Hashem to look. Look what the atrocities that are happening were lowered so much by our situation that we've arrived literally at the words that we could never believe that the Tochacha told us would happen. Women beating their children. I can't even imagine. We didn't see it in the Holocaust. Okay? We didn't see it October 7th. Seeing such levels of that we've been brought to. Pasuk says afterwards, in the Hashem claimed in Pshat the Mikra, we're familiar with the Nachshon, which is talking about the Tzicha of Makari. But in the list, in the context of Eicha, it's just another complaint. In the Arab and Mikdash, Hashem calling the Navi, and the Kohanim were killed, and the Nevi'im were killed, Shachalat Futsas, Nar Vizaki, and terrible things that happened, Bachurei Naflu B'cherev, Arad Tabiyah Pat Tabat Olo B'chamalta. It's a whole list of complaints that we're having, that we're Mitzayir, our pain. And the Pina that we're going to read describes more. All the terrible things that you read in Gittin and Sanhedrin, it says, Intochana halayli, I think the Salvation Corps they did do in the Holocaust, the Nazis. They did do some people. Alili, right? All these psukim, not just the Yimalas, right? Alas to me, woe to me. And it goes on, many more atrocities. The babies dashed onto the to a rock. So also the Nazis did do a story once, the Nazis in World War II. They were throwing babies out of a window, and one of the Nazis asked for permission to catch them with a bayonet. And he said the screams, you can imagine what the screams were, the parents seeing this as Ali. So we have seen scenes like this. And this kina though allows the Avel, the Kohen, let it all out from Aleph to Saf, to go just label all the things, woe to me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen. And then it ends, though, and this is going to be a transition to the next few kinos. The Ruach HaKodesh Marim, they tell what happened to them. Beis Asher Asu Lo Modim. What they did, they don't tell. In Tochana Nashim Piryam Mashmiim, that they do say. They tell you the atrocities that happened. Oy, the Avel. Vibihareg v'mikdash Hashem kain v'navi lo mashmin. And this is referring to the story of Zechariah. Seven Averis were done the day that Zechariah was killed. Besides the lack of Hakaras HaTov, it was Yoash was saved by Zechariah's father himself. And he didn't have Rachmanis on him, and they killed him. And that blood was boiling, and that blood boiled all throughout history until Nebuzaradan came and killed. Maybe it was like 960,000 people on it. People were very innocent and didn't do anything. This introduces the concept of Siddiq HaDin. Right? We've had it before, but it was never brought out as a contrast to the complaints that Klal Yisrael had. How could this happen to us? Alas, woe to me, woe to me. And the truth is, in Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam, quoted by the Rav before, Rambam says that whole idea of kindness is it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to cry in every sorrow that happened to us. It's a mitzvah to cry in the tzara, okay? Not even necessarily just with tzotzros. This is the mitzvah. When there's an eis sorrow, there's a tefillah d'oraisa. The tefillah becomes a d'oraisa, and a person's supposed to cry out. The Rambam says that a person does not cry out and just says this is a mikra, okay? Then it's the highest level of tzarius because he's not going to do anything to solve the problem. To whatever degree, a person just mourns and says whoa, 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 and doesn't do anything to try to look into himself, to look into the seaboard, to the own seaboard, to see what can we do to fix it. So this is an achzarias because it's just going to simply continue to happen. You're going to be in the same cycle. You're going to watch one tragedy after another tragedy happen, but you're never going to bring it back. And on top of that, this idea of anything can be carried in this world, anything can be mikra, it takes the Kaddish Baruch Hu very much out of the picture. So who's going to be giving us the Yeshua? In Perek Hey, the Rambam, the Hilchos Tainis, which Rav also read before, when he describes the chiyuv to fast today, he's right. What we do today, the tzar, again, the tzara she'ir alanu, the tzara causes the tainis. So it's the same thing. When there's a tzara, it's going to be tainis. What we're supposed to do, part of that tainis, the whole yisod of the tainis, is that we're supposed to tie in the tzara, that the zichron dvarim elu nashuv lahetiv, shenemar bisvadu es avonam es avon avosam. My Baruch Hashem making a simcha this week. My son became a bar mitzvah yesterday, chasav. The other families, Baruch Hashem, zilcha to a simcha this week. Adar's, Matt, Donald. And it's a very, my wife, she spoke 2 nights ago, you may see him, and spoke. She was describing 13 years ago at the hospital, right? She sees the sun is setting, she's in the Chadar Ochel of Shari Tzedek, and, you know, she knows that the sunset marks the commencement of Tisha B'Av, but she also knows that she just had a baby. She also knows that all the people around her, it's Shari Tzedek, many, many women, just have the greatest simcha of their lives, Baruch Hashem. And you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes life in such a way, one out of the 354 babies are born, Erev Tisha B'Av, or Tisha B'Av, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a certain amount of complexity in life. There's a lot of complexity. Joel is alluding also to this. It's when we're looking to look to see why are we here now, why are we having another. Why are we having another Tisha B'Av? And we look, and you're having very hard times. Right? What is the reason it starts having a Klal Yisrael, the ups and downs of this past year? I myself, I'm personally torn. Personally torn. You know, I feel like I live in two worlds in this country, and I think many of us in this shul also do. You know, when you look at the news from either side, besides being attacked, decided to defend himself, decided to attack me back and forth. And it's very, very hard right now. There are people on all sides who are with Sarah. Last night, when Rav Alpert spoke, I thought it was a tremendous tool that he gave us. Tisha B'Av is probably the greatest day for tools, okay? Because we, on Tisha B'Av, we're real called out to have the highest level of complexity. The halacha is interestingly, a lot of say Mazel Tov. The last thing Mazel Tov on Tisha B'Av. You can say Shalom, but you can say Mazel Tov. Yes, that's the definitive halacha. That's what I saw from Shlomo Zalman and the Bada Poiskim. That Mazel Tov is fine, right? You say it. We don't say Tachman, we say Tachman yesterday. There's qualities of Moed, right? Tisha B'Av has in itself so many almost spheres. It's almost shocking when you come to it. The lack of hope is put into this day and the amount of tzar that's in this day. We're called upon Yiddishkeit to have balance a lot of complex emotions at the same time. And the same thing when we're identifying our own hashkafa, where we're holding in things. We're not going to, as Rav Alpert said last night, we're not going to be able to bring Mashiach with the amount of sinner that's here, that's in this world. We're not going to be able to correct and to come back to have Mashiach come when the people is just so far and everyone thinks they're. He's so right, but the tool that he gave us last night, the Mayim, which is you could hold all these things at once. You could feel the pain of somebody in the Haredi world right now over the situation. You could feel the tremendous pain for someone who's a child, who's in Lebanon, who spent 700 days, you know, waiting for their husband to come home, or worse. It's not a stira. It's the Yetzer Hara and the world and the tools outside of Yetzer Hara that are forcing us to make decisions that we just don't have to make. We don't have to make these decisions. We can live with an MS, with a MS and a shalom, like Joseph spoke about, you can live with the complexity that at the same time that you feel pain for your own side, whatever that side is, you feel pain for the other side, and you can even feel pain that both of them are your own side. Shul's position right there in a very good spot, in a good spot where I think that all of us do feel. I know Sebol and Chavero and for everything that everyone's going through. And this is, I think, the main message. I go back and forth on these issues. I hear a news article this way, I hear this clip this way, I hear something here, something there, and I get angry this way, I get angry that way, you know. But what you can't do is you can't disengage. I'm hoping to be on the board of the Hezri Yeshiva Leva Torah. And sometimes I just get very angry about the whole thing. And then I went tonight to go to a board meeting and I see the L'shem Shemayim that everybody has there and how much they want to help Klal Yisrael, Torah, and everything is L'shem Shemayim. There's you know, no one's focused on anything but doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So if you can take the two tips and understand who we are, right? Our mission statement of our shul, if anyone remembers, is to, you know, we're our radiant so far, and you know, where we can influence everybody else, that we don't have to pick sides. And I'm sure we have families that literally are both at the same time. And many of our families would be that just the kids make decisions this way or that way. And we are poised in an enviable position to bring the Geula over here. We can the other side, whoever the other side is, chase you away with your ever, right? Engage them. And the tool last night, the best way to engage them is to believe in the other side, to love the other side, and to fill yourself with that love. I think many of us have a lot of love in this room. I know you guys have a lot of love for everyone here. You love the soldiers. You love the Bnei Torah. You walk into Mir, it's an ecstasy to see that kind of whole Torah. And you walk to when you see a group of soldiers together, and you see their hatslacha, you're there with them, right? We have that ability to have that complexity, so we shouldn't lose that. And you know, sometimes we'll slip when we expose ourselves to the news, this and that, but we always have to come back to that place where we have that love for everyone in Klal Yisrael that recognizes everyone's exceptionalism. And that is the message of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av actually, modern times, proves that we can change things that would seem impossible. It would seem impossible to have that Ava. It would seem impossible to bring the Shia. But I think we all remember a time, I spoke to Dr. Mozekis this week about it. We remember a time, I grew up in a time, okay, where it was okay to say Lashon Hara socially. You could say, not even subtle forms. It was fine. The only time you couldn't say Lashon Hara was about the person you were in front of. You can say that him, right? You can say that me. Then you can say Lashon Hara that. You don't mean that Lashon Hara Lama good, right? But that it was unacceptable that other rabbis should come to our tables every single year. What an Akshar Adara we have, where we just, and it's not just like where we wish we could say it, but you know, we wouldn't get away with it, right? It's just not part of our culture. We don't talk people behind their back, and if we do, we certainly feel guilty about it. And then we know we're stuck. We can't do tshuva. So we was impossible to create every single year. I think the only holiday that I can go from through where I take some tools away from it is Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av just, you know, it forces us to sit down and face that this happened again, Tisha B'Av happened again, we obviously didn't fix things. And then we take away tools from Tisha B'Av, and that's, even though no one really likes Tisha B'Av, you know, but, and everyone regrets why we're here again, but understand that we're here today in a day where we have the ability to take tools from today that we would not have access to even on Yom Kippur. And that's right now, we have to get to, that's what we're doing in this kina. You're going to identify the atrocities happen, but we need to take responsibility in our Avodas Hashem, and even the Tzibur is called to do a reckoning on our Tzibur account of what is going on in the Tzibur. We have to do better, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik, and if there's a virus and that's causing it, to go ahead and just, you know, cry and say, oh, look, we have a tzar. We have a tzar, it's terrible.
You know, because both come back to us. But we don't, the middle part is, we can't say it's carry. We can't just say, let's just keep going. We need to say, I have to identify tools that can bring me back. And I think that these two tools, which is engage the other side, if there's another side, or like last night, kanayim, fill yourself up with appreciation and belief in every yid, then I think that these are the things that can let us progress to the end of kindness, to get up and to have the nechama and see Yerushalayim b'binyan.